All right, it's 8:40 on the ticket, and we do this after every Cowboy game, win or lose. Joining us now on the ticket hotline is the owner and GM of the Cowboys. We say good morning to Jerry Jones. How are you?
Not good.
Yeah, you were as upset as we've ever heard you after that game at your head coach.
I tell you, I'm so pissed. I've invested so much money in this team, and I've GM'd them to a position where they could win a Super Bowl this year if it wasn't for this this coaching staff. I've had it.
Well,
I've had it. You know what the main difference between the Patriots and the Cowboys is?
Hmm.
The Patriots can win a Super Bowl without Jimmy Johnson.
Well, you kind of did.
No, I didn't. That was Jimmy's team.
Wow, you're admitting that.
Oh,
okay.
That was you and Barry that did that.
No, that was Jimmy's team.
Well, we've tried to tell you this about Garrett before, like for the last 5 or 6 years or so.
I need me one of them Bill Belichicks. That's what I need.
There's only one of those.
I tell you, I, even though his face looks like a crude and unspecific police sketch to me, and he looks like he smells like crotch odor and drugstore aftershave,
yeah.
I think Bill Belichick's a genius.
Oh, yeah.
He coached the pants off of our red-headed clapping machine.
Yeah, he did.
Our applauder-in-chief. Our applauder-in-chief had his coaching ass handed to him by that Bill Belichick. He's so good. And I tell you know what I'm going to get Jason Garrett for Christmas this year?
Hmm.
Free memberships to LinkedIn and Indeed.com because he's going to need them.
Man, you're saying these things, and you know you still have, what, 5 games left? The season's not...
It don't matter if we got this coach. If we got this coach and this coaching staff, I think it don't matter. We still got 5 games left. We ain't going to turn this thing around.
Man, you are done with him.
I'm done with him. I just don't understand what he does for our team. I mean, I never see him involved in the game.
No.
It's like he thinks his only job is to offer high fives to the players coming off the field after every successful 3-and-out.
I did see that several times yesterday.
And I know his job title included more than that. He's supposed to make some coaching decisions. And speaking of coaching decisions, that was a terrible coaching decision when Jason called for that blocked punt on 4th down.
Yeah,
I don't think he called for it necessarily.
I didn't understand that strategy. You want a fun fact?
Sure.
Fun, real fun, real fun. Did you fellas know that we still haven't beaten the team this year with a winning record?
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm not one who's big on stats, but I'm pretty sure in layman's terms that means we suck ass, boys.
It's not the greatest thing ever, no.
Not the greatest thing ever, no. And I told the media the same thing I told Gene right after Junior was born. This is a significant setback.
Oh, you did not say that. You may have said it yesterday, but not how many ever years ago that was.
I have half a mind to order Roosevelt to execute a code red.
Oh man.
On Coach Red.
Oh no.
I'm going to get Roosevelt to lure Jason to the star under the guise of a really long contract extension and free wings for P. And what? Then I'm going to throw a bag over his head and load him onto my helicopter and fly him to an undisclosed location in the Amazon rainforest and drop him off with $5 and a bag of trinkets to trade to the locals. Let's see if he can get his way back.
You know what? I don't think he's going to fall for that because I don't think he's expecting an extension this morning.
You don't think so?
No.
Well, my plan is to get rid of him and then name Charlotte Bridges as our head coach for Thanksgiving game.
God.
And she will be a new kind of head coach because if she's our head coach for Thanksgiving, expect about 5 costume changes for our players during the game.
Yeah, I don't think that's the best solution. Yes, you are home for Thanksgiving. That's always a Cowboy win, right?
Well, let's hope so. Let's hope so. I tell you what, I sure am thankful for a lot this Thanksgiving, but the thing that I'm thankful for the most is I haven't given that son of a bitch a contract extension.
Oh, man.
Good morning, Tate.
Morning. There goes Jarrah, hopping mad.